And good evening, everyone, and thank you for coming tonight. C'est une rencontre spéciale qu'on a besoin de faire concernant le puits dans le village de l'eau. So this is a necessary special meeting for what's going on with the pump house in Lowe. Donc c'est plutôt, on va faire l'ouverture, la séance, qui est maintenant 7h03, si je ne me trompe pas. Là, il y a deux absences motivées, je crois, M. Justin Robert et Lee Angus.
Peux-tu approcher le micro, de fois?
OK. So there's two motivated absences, Justin Robert and Lee Angus is not... Oh, oui, OK, oui.
C'est bon.
Can you turn it? Can you hear me?
Yeah.
OK. So before we go any further, avant de continuer, j'aimerais vous présenter notre nouvelle directrice générale, greffière trésorière, Mme Sandra Martineau.
Bonjour.
Qui vient de commencer le 15, cette semaine, en fait. I'd like to introduce Sandra Martineau, our new Director General and Treasurer Secretary. Fait que là, l'ouverture est faite. Adoption de l'ordre du jour.
Tel que présenté, je le propose.
Oui.
Je seconde.
Fait. Là, le vote, tout le monde est d'accord?
Oui.
Oui.
Oui. OK. Ici, réception de l'avis de convocation, tout le monde l'a reçu. C'est plutôt,
oui.
Faut juste...
Oui.
C'est beau. Merci. So that is to confirm everybody received the notice. Autorisation de paiement, branchement pompe, aqueduc, secteur l'eau. Donc, ceci, c'est une résolution pour des dépenses qui a été encourues entre le 5 juillet et le 3 août pour divers travaux de branchement de pompes, de rechange, nouvelles pompes, et ainsi de suite, pour un montant de 2 887,50 $ plus taxes qui va être mis contre le poste budgétaire 02-413-01-522. Puis ça, c'est une facture de Solutio. Canada. So the first resolution here, right, it's authorization for payment regarding the water pump connection low sector. So it's in expenses that were incurred between the 5th of July and the 3rd of August for work on at the pumping station by Solutio Canada. In the amount of $2,887.50 plus tax. And this will go under budget item number 02-413-01-522. Donc, j'ai besoin d'un proposage.
Luc.
Un second.
OK. Luc Sivienne, Joanne Meillier. Tout le monde est d'accord?
Oui.
Merci. Numéro 5, désinfectation du puits pour aqueduc secteur de l'eau. Donc, on a eu une soumission de la compagnie R.J. Lévesque et Fils. Je vais faire la lecture des ouvrages. Donc, ici, c'est essai de pompe avant travaux, visualisation de géocaméra de l'état du puits avant les travaux, éclaircissement de l'eau avec injection d'une solution de chlore et Newill. Pré-traitement par agitation mécanique, donc c'est des brosses qui vont descendre. Retrait des dépôts du pré-traitement et neutralisation du chlore jusqu'à l'obtention d'une eau claire et sans chlore. Injection de réactifs chimiques dans le puits. Agitation simple de la solution chimique et temps de contact, 24 heures. Neutralisation des résidus chimiques, retrait des dépôts jusqu'à l'obtention d'une eau claire, visualisation des géocaméras de l'état du puits après les travaux et essai de la pompe. Donc, tous ces travaux-là, excusez, maman, bon, M. Lee Angus est arrivé, il est 7h07. Donc, pour ces ouvrages-là, le montant du contrat, c'est de 25 525 plus taxes. Sous le poste budgétaire 02-413-01-522. Bon.
Madame, so I'll just go over it. J'aimerais mentionner là, que la firme R.J. Lévesque et Fils, c'est qu'il n'y a pas beaucoup de firmes qui peuvent travailler sur l'aqueduc municipal puis faire ces travaux-là. C'est les seuls qui ont fourni une soumission.
C'est une compagnie spécialisée pour ces ouvrages. So, number five is disinfection of the well for the for low sector aqueduct. So, this is a resolution for the expenses of all the work that we, that RG, Levike, and AFIS submitted or bid for. So, just to go over a quick overview of the work. So, they're going to do the pumping test before work, visualization of geocamera of the state of the well before the work, water clarification with injection and chlorine solution and Newell, pre-treatment by mechanical agitation, removal of treatment deposits and neutralization of chlorine until clear. Chlorine-free water is obtained. So injection of chemical agents into the well, simple agitation to the chemical solution and contact time, 24 hours. Neutralization of chemical residue, removal of deposits until clear water is obtained. Visualization by geocamera of the state of the well after the works, and then pumping test. So for all the work that they're going to be doing, the bid went for $27,525 plus tax. Will fall under budget item 01-413-01-522. Fait que...
Je propose.
Le petit village. On reverse. Tout le monde est d'accord?
Oui.
Everyone in agreement?
We need to hear.
Everyone in agreement?
Yes.
Oui.
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you. OK. Numéro 6, autorisation des dépenses, de dépenses autres désinfectations de puits. Donc, parce que les puits vont être arrêtés deux jours consécutifs, le 23 et le 24 août, ça se pourrait qu'il y ait d'autres dépenses reliées aux ouvrages qu'il y a à faire. Ça peut être autre que la compagnie Lévesque. Donc, c'est pour autoriser un montant supplémentaire de 5 000 $ plus taxes en cas d'urgence. Et puis, les fonds vont être pris du poste budgétaire 02-413-01-522. So, number 6, authorization of expenses, other disinfection of the well. So during the shutdown on the 23rd and 24th of August, there is a possibility of having some extra expenses related to the work that's going to be done. And so there is, what we're asking for here is an amount of $5,000 plus tax as a security. And also following this, if there are any expenses, it will be reported to all of council. So the budget item number is 02-413-01-522. C'est ça? J'ai besoin d'un proposant.
Luc.
Je second.
Oh. Tout le monde est d'accord?
Oui.
Everyone in agreement?
Yes.
No.
OK. Donc là, je fais... bon, ben là, s'il y a des questions... On va prendre des questions, mais c'est relié aux résolutions seulement. Après ça, on va avoir une session d'information concernant les puits, les étapes qu'on a suivies, comment ça va fonctionner, tout ça. Ça va être après qu'on ferme la rencontre. So, yes?
With regard to the recent resolution for the $5,000 that you're setting aside, I'm assuming the money already exists in the account?
Mm-hmm.
Can I ask why you're setting it aside then before you even know whether or not the expense is necessary? Because I understand that you're trying to project into the future and saying, well, we want to set aside the money in case we need more cleaning of the well. I don't understand why we just don't, well, okay, it needs cleaning, so we just authorize the expense.
It's
the next
in case there is other articles needed to purchase.
It's for incidentals, right, Carol?
Yeah.
So something that wasn't foreseen, we don't want to have a special meeting
just
while they're there doing it. We want to be able to have some leeway that the Director General can authorize an extra amount if need be.
So
yeah.
The Director General doesn't have any expense. Okay. So the other thing then related to that same question, sorry, is you say it may not be the company RJ and Son?
Levesque?
Yeah, Levesque, sorry. So it may not be them?
It might be the electrician that needs to do something. It might be the plumber that needs to get some equipment.
Okay, because I thought you said it was, oh, so this is other than for disinfection. So
yes.
This will not be for disinfection.
No.
Okay, thank you.
Yes.
You're
Mr. Hickey? Okay, I'm sorry. I didn't see your hand up.
The cost of the pump.
Mm-hmm.
What is the cost of the pump?
The pump was $8,500.
$8,500? Mhm. Is it a brand new pump?
Yes.
Or a refurbished?
No, it's brand new.
Okay, because I had heard both.
No, in the briefing, you'll hear all about what happened. And right now, we're just going against the resolutions that we have.
Okay.
Oh, sorry, Floyd, do you have a question?
What's wrong with the water in the first place?
Pardon me?
What's wrong with the water in the first place?
It was the pump that...
but how come you have to disinfect everything? Why are you doing that?
We need to clean.
We have no choice but to clean the well. There's so much sediment down there that it completely blocked the pump.
Well, did he put a camera down to check it?
They took the pump out.
Yes, but Jocelyn said last council meeting, the next day, the guy was coming to put a camera down the well to see if there was a mesh down there, if the mesh was blocked.
Floyd,
well,
the experts are going to do it.
That's part
and
of
did they check the other
that's
one?
Part of the that's part of the job that they're doing on the next week.
Did they put a camera down the other well?
The other pump hasn't been pulled.
Well, how come we're having so much trouble with water then?
Well, you only have one pump.
There's only the one pump that's running now.
Yeah.
Well, there's only one pump running.
Yes.
Yeah, it's the old well is what's supplying everybody now.
Okay.
The new well is the one that broke down.
Everything's been taken out.
So we only have the one well supplying everybody.
Okay.
That's why
a notice should have went out to not use too much water and stuff like that. But
it went out but a little late.
Yes. But I guess we'll work on that.
Yes.
Does this mean that we're only ever going to use the old well, or will the new well, the other well?
We have to use both wells.
We don't
One
have
well
a
will not supply the system the way it is.
So all the work that's being done then, this $27,000, mm-hmm. will ensure that both wells will be in operation?
The whole thing is they have to shut down the second well, the one that's in operation right now, because of the chemicals they're going to be putting in. It didn't matter if the well was 12, 13 feet apart where it is now, or 100 feet. If it's on the same water vein, they have to put the chemicals in, and it's not for consumption.
But Carol, Francesca's question is, when they're done the work, will both wells be in service?
Yes. We're not touching the other well.
And we have two pumps, one for each well?
Yeah.
And does both pumps run at the same time, or do they alternate like they used to?
I'm not the expert. I can't answer that.
Is
that the briefing
session?
Yes.
That's part of the briefing session, yeah.
They'll be here at 7:30.
Yeah.
Here.
The plumber that was
Routine.
Part of the whole thing since the beginning.
Who, Martin?
Yeah.
He's not a plumber.
No, not Martin. Eric Gauthier.
Okay. I have another question. Sorry.
Yeah.
Can I just ask about the chemicals that they're going to be using? You mentioned chlorine, and you mentioned another chemical. What
Newell.
Was that?
Newell. It's N-U-W-E-L-L.
And then are there any other chemicals, or just the only two? Because I'd like to know all the chemicals that are going into the well, please.
That's all they've mentioned on their...
That's it.
Tender.
Okay, so once this work is done, we should expect to have a fully operational pump house.
Yes.
We should not be having the boil water advisories once every 3 days.
That's the other, after they're done the work, we have to let the pumps run for a certain amount of time. Then the other guys are going to come in, they're going to do the testing of the water, send it to the lab in Gatineau as usual. You know the process. And as soon as we get an okay, then we'll advise everyone that it's clear to go.
Two tests.
It has to be two, yeah.
Two tests, right.
Yeah.
So that means another 2 weeks after all this work is done.
It could be a possibility, but...
I think they do the test every 3 days or something like
yeah.
that.
Now, sorry, one more thing, and then after that. So with regard to that testing, am I right... Or did I hear correctly that those tests are costing, what is it, like $1,700 every time?
No, not every time, no.
For the complete municipality, it's close to $35,000, but they
a
do
year.
Tests a year.
Yeah.
They do tests on the three wells.
But yeah. I wanted to know, because the reason that you gave at the time that the budget was done for the 47% increase in our water fees... So we doubled, was that, oh, we pay such exorbitant rates for our water
lab
testing.
Work.
Part mm-hmm. of it
and,
is, yeah.
And I'm assuming that I'm only paying for, like for me, because I live in this village and I'm on this well, that I'm only paying for that. I'm not paying for Vinosta or Fieldville or anything else. I'm just paying for this one. Am I correct?
The aqueduct, the citizen, well, actually,
yeah.
That's not part of this meeting. But the taxation usually goes, everybody on aqueduct pays for every repair on all aqueducts.
And,
no.
The auditor said yes.
And part
we're
of the
following
seven,
the auditor.
And part of the 47% increase, if that's what it was because we removed the cost associated to the aqueduct from the general taxes. So
no.
Now...
Okay.
I'm just telling you what we were told by the auditor.
Yeah, well, that doesn't make sense to me, but that's okay.
Okay, well, what doesn't make sense to me, Francesca, would be why are other people off the aqueduct paying for the system?
Well, they shouldn't be, but
they
anyway,
should
can
be.
I...
Well, they have
I,
been for a very long time.
Can I please
time.
Just get back to the point? The point being that this is a sectoral benefit. It only benefits this sector.
Absolutely.
In the same way that the well in Fieldville benefits that tiny 14 people sector, whatever it is. But this is a sectoral benefit, and so in the law, we should only be paying for that which benefits the citizens, which is the people on the aqueduct here in
Lowell. Well, we'll discuss it with the auditors. He told us
well,
how to split it.
As a taxpayer, I can only discuss it with the council.
I know.
And so
I'm telling you, the information I gave you was the information coming
well,
from the auditor.
Perhaps you misunderstood.
And we will discuss it when it comes back.
Well,
yeah. But Carol, it is right in saying that general taxes were paying for some of the aqueduct system.
Absolutely.
Prior, not now.
No, that's years ago.
But it was
no,
what
yes,
was happening.
Yeah. There was
and
a small amount because...
And
part
the
of
the $35,000 for the expert to go and pull the water was put in the general
taxes
for a while. We managed to change that now.
Which
yeah.
is why there was an increase in the tariffication to the people on the water system.
Mm-hmm.
Because we removed it from the general taxes.
But just to close this discussion... first of all, the answer isn't complete, so I mean, I'm sure we'll have the information at some point, but I'm really concerned if the people here are paying for, if the people in Vinosta are paying for the people on the aqueduct here in the village and vice versa, then that's not correct. It should be really, we pay for ours, they pay
well,
for theirs.
When taxation come around, we'll get to it, but right now...
Well, I'll be following up with a letter.
Yeah.
Okay.
The period, the question period must be on the agenda.
Yes.
No more questions on taxes.
Pardon me? Just write that. Okay, yes, so are there any other questions related to the resolution? Est-ce qu'il y a d'autres questions concernant les résolutions?
Sorry, you were saying that once this meeting is closed, you're going to go into great detail about everything that happened in the last month and a half?
Well, we're going to talk, we invited the plumber that was here since the beginning. We also have Ryan Draper that was working a lot. And also put you up to date on what type of plan that we're trying to put in place for the closure on the 23rd and 24th. Okay?
Okay.
Because
so
they
can
have
we
to
ask questions? Well,
that's why you're here.
After the question period is done and you close the meeting, then I was wondering if we could continue to ask questions.
Well,
the
answer is yes.
Well, the information session is there for that.
That's why you were invited tonight.
Thank you.
So, s'il n'y a pas d'autres questions, if there are no questions, we'll shut down the special meeting. And it is now 7:23. Okay. 7:23. La rencontre spéciale est fermée maintenant. So now we're going to open.
We
want to go over there? Okay.
We don't have to, Carol.